Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Sarah LaDuke. Aoife O'Donovan is the inaugural Freshgrass Artist-in-Residence at the Freshgrass Music Festival, taking place, as it always does, at Mass Mocha in North Adams, Massachusetts.
Blue in the heart, blue in the face, black and blue from running this race. Blue is the color of my true love's embrace. I blew it up, I blew it up, every candle on the cake or with my mouth. Blew 100 kisses and sent them down south.
She'll perform a set of her own music on Friday, September 20th, join Kronos Quartet's Music for Change Pete Seeger at 100 set on Saturday, September 21st, and revisit her fresh score on Sunday, September 22nd. O'Donovan is an acclaimed songwriter and vocalist known for her solo work, touring and recording with her band Crooked Still, frequent appearances on American Public Media's Live From Here with Chris Thiele, and her work with Sarah Watkins and Sarah Jarosz in I'm With Her. The trio, just this week, was recognized as Group of the Year at the Americana Honors and Awards. Aoife O'Donovan, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thank you so much for having me, Sarah.
My pleasure. You have been at Freshgrass every year. What is it about this festival that keeps you coming back?
Freshgrass is such a special festival. I remember the first year I went to Freshgrass, I'm pretty sure it was the first Freshgrass. It was just in a tiny part. It was before they had Joe's Field. It was still at Mass Mocha, of course, and it was all in that first little courtyard. And I remember being up on stage with my band. They kind of took a chance on hiring me. I wasn't really playing that many solo shows at that time. And just developed a really great relationship with the people involved over at that festival, with Rachel and Oli and Chris and all the staff and the people who make that festival work, and the hospitality, the people, the vibe, the fans. It's just really made a name for itself as one of the kind of premier festivals in the country, I really want to say. It's very, very cool thing they have going on there.
Do you have any specific particular sort of golden memories from previous years?
There just always is a ton of collaboration. That very first year that I played, Sarah Jarosz was also on the bill. I want to say this was like 2010. I can't remember exactly what year it was. It was either 2010 or 2011. Jarosz was on the bill. Daryl Inker was on the bill. And I remember both of them getting up on stage and sitting in with me on an unseasonably hot September day. Michael Daves I've gotten to collaborate with a bunch of years in a row. Tony Trischka I've gotten to play some great music with. My bandmate in Crooked Still, Brittany Haas, like, has sat in with me on my set at Freshgrass a couple of times. The Alison Brown tribute sets are very fun. I got to sing Makes No Difference by the band a couple of years back, which was a blast. I think the first year that I'm With Her played at Freshgrass, which was 2015, we sang Marvin Gaye song at the tribute. Mm-hmm. It was just, there's so many memories. That's kind of countless. The hot tub after the shows on Saturday nights with friends and jamming, and just the general spirit of camaraderie that exists at Freshgrass. And I love being at festivals that are small enough where you really can experience the entire thing. I love being at a festival that is at the site of an art museum. That's just an incredible location. It's so family friendly. This year, I will have my daughter with me for the first time at the festival, which I'm really looking forward to. People who saw Crooked Still there back in 2017 might remember that I was wildly pregnant at the time.
So I was there. I wasn't going to bring it up, but since you are.
Well, I just have always thought, I mean, even long before I had a kid, like, oh, this is such a good festival for families. And I'm just especially excited to bring my daughter this year.
So she's only almost two.
Almost two.
Has she been to other festivals before?
Oh, she has. But I think this weekend will kind of be the first time we're going to a festival for 4 days. Because when I've been on tour the last couple of years with I'm With Her, we've had a kind of insane tour schedule, and we've really just been like in and out of everywhere we've gone. We've, you know, rolled into a festival in the morning and then we're out right after our set. So this will be really fun. I'm going to get up there on Thursday night, and I'm going to be, of course, the artist in residence this year. And so we'll be there all weekend doing a variety of different things, and lots of friends are coming. My brother and sister-in-law are coming out from Boston, get to reunite with Mike and Ruthie, my dear friends from the Mammals, and Sam Amidon's going to be there. I know I sound like I'm gushing, but I don't really know what else to say.
It does seem like it's a little bit built out of a lot of your musical friends.
It is. And it's like, it's so my scene. I'm just like, oh, like, great. Fresh grass. It's happening again.
And you are the inaugural artist in residence. How were you approached about this, you know, this new sort of title, this new kind of honor?
I feel like we came up with it together. I remember last year talking to Rachel, like, oh God, I've got to find something to do next year at Fresh Grass because I can't miss Fresh Grass. And I'm with her, is not going to be touring at this time of year. And I won't have a new solo project out. So like, how can I be there? How can I be a part of it? And I think we came up with the idea of being an artist in residence and really, you know, doing what I always do and what I love to do and what so many of my peers do so well, which is collaborate with people. And the idea for doing the Kronos Quartet collaboration was presented to us. And of course, we jumped at that opportunity. And I'm going to reprise my Fresh score, which I did in the summer of, I guess it was September of 2016, where I scored a short silent film with some original music. Although I have to say, my brother who's coming said, you know, I'm not going to be able to make it to that set because Tanarowin's playing at that same time. And I don't care about you. I need to see Tanarowin. So like, that's okay. I gave him, I said, you know, I would probably pick that too. But
so let's talk a little bit more about some of these specific things. You mentioned the Kronos Quartet's Music for Change. They're doing a tribute to Pete Seeger at 100. What do you know about what will happen with that? What's your part of it going to be?
I'm going to be singing a couple of songs, and I won't give too much away, but they're having a variety of people sit in with them. And the Kronos Quartet are just a very inspiring group of musicians. They've been doing so much innovative music since they've been around. They're kind of the trailblazers as far as quartets go, not just of classical music, and at that, of course, they're one of the best as well, but really using what they do and finding a way to bring it into the 21st century, honoring people like Pete Seeger, doing their album of folk songs that they did a couple of years ago with Olivia Cheney and Rhiannon and Sam, etc. So I've never played with them or met them before, but we're going to get together on Thursday night at Fresh Grass and rehearse, and we've been in close touch. I'm kind of working out some of the repertoire, and I think it'll be great.
Is it thrilling or scary or intimidating or all of it to imagine performing with this group that you respect so much with just a little bit of rehearsal beforehand?
I think it's going to be really exciting. I think that, you know, most musicians are just sort of used to that kind of energy of flying by the seat of your pants. And also, I expect that we'll all show up pretty well prepared to dive in. And I think I've spoken on the phone to David several times, and I think it'll be a pretty good connection.
Tell us more about the D.W. Griffith film that you scored.
I've actually just been sort of rewatching it as I'm re-practicing the score that I did. It's called As It Is in Life. It's just a beautiful story that I think we can all relate to. A man, it happens so fast. You know, it's kind of hilarious watching these old movies because there's no time for drawing anything out. A little girl, he has a little girl, his wife dies. The little girl, you know, she grows up. He works at a pigeon farm. She eventually falls in love with somebody and then kind of moves off and becomes estranged from her father. And then they reconcile at the end once she has a child of her own. So it's sort of a timeless story, all kind of happening and quickly shot over 12 minutes. And I wrote several songs to kind of accompany it and kind of came up with my own narration, which hopefully D.W. Griffiths would approve of, but I'm not sure he's around to ask.
How was this film chosen for you, or how did you choose it to do this initially? I know it was a few years ago, but initially.
Yeah, Oli Chanoff actually sent me, this was, I think, the first, maybe it was the second year they were doing Fresh scores. He asked me if I'd be interested, and I said, of course. I actually really enjoy a challenge. I love writing music when somebody has decided for what it is, like what it's going to be. If somebody says, oh, will you set this poem to music, or oh, will you write something specifically for this, I actually find that to be really sort of invigorating. It's sometimes it's really hard and lonely to sit around with your guitar and be like, well, I have to write some new songs. But you know, if the spirit doesn't strike you, it's sort of like, well, I don't know, did I do anything today? So when Oli, he asked me to do that, I said yes. And he sent me, I think he sent me the names of some sort of prominent people who, you know, directors of silent films. And that what kind of went from there. I just did a bunch of YouTubing and found this one, and it kind of jumped out at me.
When did you discover that it was fun or freeing to write music to something that someone sends you?
I would say at a very young age. I can trace this love back to sitting at the piano with a copy of Rise Up Singing. I don't know any listeners, I'm sure, actually WAMC listeners will be familiar with that epic songbook from, I don't even know when it was originally published, but it's an old songbook, but it was just a collection of, you know, folk songs, like old folk songs, new folk songs. And it doesn't have there's no music in it. It's just lyrics. It's basically just like a lyric book for the songs when you're sitting around a campfire and you want to know the words, every verse to, you know, Kiss is Sweeter Than Wine, for instance.
Right.
Or, you know, Shenandoah. You have this big songbook and it's called Rise Up Singing. When I was little, I used to love to take Rise Up Singing, sit at the piano and just make up melodies to the lyrics in the book. So I feel like it's something that I've always enjoyed doing.
Do you still play the piano?
I do.
But do you mostly play guitar?
I mostly play guitar, yeah.
When do you have a piano at home? You get to sit down and
I do.
When you have time. Of course, you have a 2-year-old. So
so I spend all day playing the piano while she plays outside.
Right. Occupies herself, reads books. Yeah. You're also performing a special set of your own music backed by a string ensemble at Freshgrass. Tell us about that.
Yeah, well, they're going to be accompanying me, not on the whole thing. I actually hope to be doing some, it'll be a really fun set. I have a lot of friends, as I said, who will be there. So hopefully Ruth Unger will be sitting in with me. I just asked her this morning to sing a couple songs with me. And then Berkeley Strings, who I've gotten to collaborate with a bunch of years at Freshgrass, also at the Newport Folk Festival. They're sort of a very varying cast of characters, and they always show up just ready to jam. I actually made 2 videos with Berkeley Strings a couple of years ago that you can see on YouTube of my own music. So hopefully we'll get to do some of those songs as well.
So I don't ask this question applying any pressure to you, but you mentioned when you were trying to figure out what to do for Freshgrass this year, you knew you wouldn't have a solo project out right now. Do you know when you might?
Yeah, well, I'm actually going into the studio in October to do another new project. It hasn't yet been announced yet, but that'll be an EP that will come out hopefully in the spring. And then I'll be writing and working on my next solo album kind of periodically over the next 6 months, and hopefully we'll have something to show for it by next fall.
Awesome. So after Freshgrass, which is coming up here shortly, and then a few months later, you're going to play a few shows with your band Crooked Still. You're going to be here in Albany playing the Swire Theater of the
Egg. Just got announced.
That's right.
Yeah, we're really excited.
And some dates in Cambridge. Is it always like going home or just a good time to play with Crooked Still?
It's just, I love all members of Crooked Still so much. I'm actually, Greg List from Crooked Still is going to be playing with me on my Fresh Scores on Sunday at Freshgrass. So that'll be really fun. And just, I don't know, I think the time was right. We were releasing some of our albums on vinyl, and we just wanted to play some shows and have a good time. And it worked out perfectly. So it's going to be Brooklyn, Albany, Turner's Falls, Mass, and then 3 shows in Boston.
Aoife O'Donovan is the Freshgrass Artist in Residence. Freshgrass is taking place at Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts, September 20th through the 22nd. Wonderful to speak with you. Thank you so much for taking the time.
Thank you, Sarah.
Aoife O'Donovan will be the Artist in Residence at the Freshgrass Music Festival at Mass MoCA in North Adams, Massachusetts, September 20th through the 22nd. Crooked Still will play the Egg in Albany, New York on December 11th. Tickets are on sale now. Links to more information about all of this will be posted along with this interview at wamc.org/roundtable. I mentioned at the beginning, but want to say again, congratulations to I'm With Her, O'Donovan's trio with Sarah Watkins and Sarah Jarosz, which won Group of the Year at the Americana Honors and Awards this past Wednesday.
If there was another way, I'd take it. If there was another way, down I'd go. If there was another way, waiting for the sight of the headlights flashing, fussing with the dial on the radio, burning through the pages of the brand new calendar, and I'm really gonna keep you warm. If there was another way, I'd take it. If there was another way, down I'd go. If there was another way other than the highway, show me on the map, point out the road.
You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.